The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1076 or go to christianacademyoflaurel.org.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Folks, hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get this chance to hang out together, talk about things going on in the world. Woo. Things going on in the world, huh? And not just talk about them, but get informed and then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to step into some of these needs and crises and make a difference. There's no reason why any one of us needs to feel insignificant when we realize we are, by God's creative design, change agents. We really can do something about the world's pain. Not all we'd like, but all that more than you might think. And that's what this hour is all about. Food for the Poor. What a great ministry. Well over 3.5 decades of bringing relief to the suffering all over the world, particularly in Caribbean and Latin American countries. And I'm delighted to be joined by our good friend Paul Jacobs of Food for the Poor to tell us what the needs are now and really, folks, how easy it is for you to be what I just said, a change agent, to step into somebody's life, some circumstance of crisis and need, and make a difference. And Paul, always great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Don. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure, really, to get back to the core of what Food for the Poor is, and that is bridging and making a connection to you right here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, to the church right here in this area, connecting with the church in the third world, the developing world that is in desperate need right now. We have so many things going on, as you said in the intro of the program, Don. We have families that are being just literally upended, if you will. That's probably the best word I can describe. Upended in just to the east of us in the Bahamas and the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. And then also there are families that for the most part, 9 months have been experiencing a humanitarian crisis in Haiti to the likes we haven't seen since the earthquake of 2010. Do you remember? Do you remember seeing those scenes, those images, the desperation that families were under all across the Port-au-Prince area and across southern Haiti? Well, it's unfortunately back in a way that has taken a new face, a new form. Families that right now have been undergoing increased fuel prices. And you know, you and I, whenever fuel prices go up, we feel the pinch in our wallet. But imagine you're making a dollar or two a day, living on an agrarian economy, and a drought for the most part, the last 3 years has completely wiped out a lot of those farms that you depended upon for your salary, to bring home food for your family, to keep a roof over your head. Those things are gone. And then, of course, the inevitable food prices going up at almost to 20%, food commodities going up 20%. It's unimaginable here in a developed country in the first world, in this nation around the corner from where you and I live, to think if prices went up for the basics of food 20%, imagine you're living in Haiti in the same condition. It's really making friends for uncertainty of life. And I want you to hear from our communications officer, Soraya Lewis, that she'll tell you firsthand on the ground in Haiti what things are like for families that you're helping.
Life for the average Haitian family has been just uncertain, because waking up on a daily and not knowing if you're going to be able to put food on the table is just the worst feeling. And it's constant uncertainty, because we don't know when things are going to get better. We don't really know where to turn at to just have more peace of mind.
Friends, a number to call right now to make a difference, to really bring some level of certainty, some level of hope to families is 855-860-4673. Your loving, generous, one-time gift of $80 provides one child food for a year and water for life. Or maybe you can give a gift of $320, just $27 a month for the next 12 months, and provide a family of four food for a year and water for life. Friends, you could do it right now where you make that phone call, 855-860-4673. Or simply pick up your mobile phone, dial #250 and press send. Say the keyword, give.
I love the fact that God has so constructed life that there's no room for superstars. In other words, he's not looking for one person to fix the problem. There's reason why I know he has structured life so that we human beings are interdependent. Now, we know there are a few wealthy in the world, but most of us, Paul said, look, not many of you are wealthy, not many of you have noble birth, not many of you with a big pedigree. In other words, God has chosen the weak and foolish things of the world to confound the wise and to get the job done and to confound the strong. In other words, the greatest difference over the years, I believe, that's being made in these areas is people like you and me, folks, who give our $80, who give our $320, who maybe give a couple of thousand dollars. But the point being that God made it that way so that we, number one, can give voluntarily. The kingdom of God is not built on coercion. God never forced anybody to do what they didn't want to do. He created us with a free will, and even he himself has to respect that as he chooses to do. Jesus said, come follow me, but every disciple had to make the choice, will I do this or not? We know 12 of them did and turned the world upside down. We know there are some others who, like the rich young ruler, who said, the cost is too high. And we never hear from him again, right? Certainly history doesn't even tell us his name. But you are writing your name, if you will, in the ledgers of heaven when you pick that phone up. And maybe nobody else thinks it's a big deal or that what you're doing so earth-changing, but it is for these people, for one or two or five or ten of these families. It is, in fact, just that, world-changing. When you call with your gift, $80 will provide for one person, $320 for four. We're just saying do something, and do it by simply picking the phone up and calling 855-860-4673, or you can give online at wava.com. You want to give by your cell phone, #250, keyword give. Paul, do you have another word just before we go to this first break?
Absolutely. The Bible is replete about how our faith is measured by how we treat one another, whether it's our fellow brothers and sisters that we can see or the poor we may not meet this side of heaven. James says, suppose a brother or sister is without food and clothes. If you one of you says to him, go in peace and keep warm and be well fed, what and doesn't help their physical needs, what good is it? Your faith and your actions are entwined together. So please call right now, 855-860-4673, and show your faith.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In some countries, persecution inhibits the growth of Christian communities, but many times, persecution actually helps spread the gospel. In Niger, a Voice of the Martyrs partner is working to disciple local evangelists and provide them with much-needed training. The evangelists then travel throughout the country to share the gospel. As men, women, and children decide to follow Jesus, many are kicked out of their homes or lose their jobs. And often these new believers then ask the evangelists to train them so that they too can visit villages and spread the gospel. Pray for these courageous new believers. Pray that they will boldly share the gospel with everyone they come in contact with.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
When you give to Food for the Poor, you save lives. When you give to Food for the Poor, you bring miracles.
When you pray to God, what do you say to Him about yourself and your family?
I ask God for strength and courage with my kids. I know God doesn't ever give any pain without relief, so I ask Him to keep giving me strength to better raise my kids. Maybe put someone on my path that'll make a difference in my life.
Would you let God bring a miracle through you? Food for a year, water for life, to save a child who's been praying for a miracle. Your $80 one-time gift makes that miracle happen right now. Make your life-saving gift of $80 right now. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, I want to give. Or give online at wava.com.
I had a good job and it paid the bills, but I didn't feel fulfilled. Then I heard about Lancaster Bible College's accredited online degree program. They offer 10 majors, and LBC makes an online degree affordable by giving credits for qualifying life experience. For me, that means earning my degree in as few as 12 courses, a college degree, and a new career path in just 12 courses? Now that's motivation. Details at lbc.edu/online.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
Now, there's digital. You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be on the web? How about the right tools to turn visitors into leads? Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Helping folks with food for the poor. And Paul, we've had some folks helping, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I'm just overwhelmed by your generosity. Thank you, Jorge from Springfield, Virginia, giving for the very first time to Food for the Poor when he called 855-860-4673. And I love this. Thomas and Veronica, I love when couples come together. They're also from Springfield, Virginia, and they gave. And they gave online. You can join them, too, by clicking the Food for the Poor banner at WAVA.com.
Do you have access to water? How far do you walk for water?
The water is far. I have to walk a long distance to get to a stream. It's more like a hole in the ground. Sometimes we have to sleep by the water point to wait for the water to come out. So it's really hard for us to get the water.
That number to call to save families' lives, to save starving families in Haiti in the midst of a humanitarian crisis in its ninth month. And it's been well over a year since it's precipitated, but it's been 9 months of pure agony for these families, families like Jezume. I hope you picked up on three very important things to understand what Jezume and families like her go through daily in the midst of this humanitarian crisis. Number one, the hours that it takes on a daily basis to get water. I dare say, friends, if you're listening to me right now, living in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you probably take a few steps to your nearest tap of water in your home. I don't know whether you live in an efficiency or you live in a five-bedroom home. Friends, you probably even heard her say that she waits for that water that she walked hours to. The water comes from a hole in the ground. an underwater spring that trickles out a little water, and there are family after family, child after child, with their buckets and their backs breaking, carrying this heavy water back and forth to their homes. And then, of course, the fact that there are times when she has to have water. She cannot go a day without water. And then she waits. She sleeps even by this watering hole, literally a hole, to get water. Friends, this is not the existence that these mothers want for themselves, for their families, or for their children. And you can make a difference right now. Your gift of $80 provides one of those family members a food for a year and water for life. Or maybe you can save a single family, a family of four, for a gift of $320. Break it up over the next 12 months. That's $27 a month. Friends, you can make a difference right now. I want to challenge someone to step into the lives of three families with a $1,000 gift. You can do it, and you can make a difference. It will change lives, and it will forever change. Complete this, just literally completely erase this nightmare living for mothers like Jesse May. Please call right now.
I have a question for you, folks. Really, seriously, have you ever thought about, could I ever outgive God? Well, we know that's a rhetorical question with a very strongly implied answer. Of course not. However, we often hold back for fear that we're not going to have enough. And Scripture addresses everything, including even that. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unreasonably or unduly, but even though he's, if you will, clutching on his gift, that's really what's the sense here, continues to come to poverty. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. While he's giving it away, God's giving him more. The other one withholds unreasonably or unduly, but comes to poverty anyway. You know, John Bunyan echoed that many, many years ago with a quote that I've used often at times like this. He said, "There once was a man, though some did count him mad, the more he gave away, the more he had." And I've said that is a mirror of heaven's economy. We can't outgive God. In fact, that next verse 25 of Proverbs 11 says, "A generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Now, I know many of you have done this. You've proven in your own time of need to give when you couldn't really, on one hand, was what we said earlier. You gave in the, you had the ouch factor involved. You really couldn't afford to give that amount. But you felt that the Lord was prompting you to take a step of faith, and voila, before you knew it, your need was met and more besides. So I'm just saying to you, this: we're just asking you to give according to your heart and give according to the need as well. It's a big need, and of course, give according to your resource and maybe stretch a little beyond what you really see yourself affording right now. Number to call, as Paul said, is 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673, or you can pick your cell phone up, hit #250, hit send, and when you're prompted, say the word give. That will connect you to the call center. And of course, as always, you can go right to our website, wava.com, click on the Food for the Poor banner, make your gift there. But we're encouraging you to do that. I like what Paul said a moment ago. $1,000 gift will take care of a family of three times over. In other words, you'll be taking care of the needs of 12 people, four or three families, four each, with a gift of $1,000. But again, just give something. Make that sacrificial gift now, and we will rejoice with you. Heaven will rejoice with you. And I tell you what, the folks in Haiti will be rejoicing also. Right, Paul?
Absolutely. I love what you said, Don. We can't outgive God. Think about it. In Malachi, he says, if you give tithes and offerings, I will pour out a blessing that you will have not room to contain it. So your gift, your offering as unto the Lord is going to pour out a harvest. And then you talk about in Proverbs where it says you give to the poor. Your gift to the poor is considerably smaller because you can't get it back compared to when you say, God says, you will lend to me, the Lord, and I will repay great dividends. That means he's going to give you back more. It's a spiritual principle, friends. Know that your gift to provide food, provide clean, safe water for these families, sustainable water sources to be placed in communities that will give a source of clean, safe water. And also, it will be done in the name of Jesus, because it will be done through a pastor, a local ministry that is going to minister in that community for the life of the resources that you have provided. So please join us right now, not only providing, not only lending to the Lord, but also building hope in Jesus. 855-860-4673. I'd like to encourage five of you right now that is listening to this program. You're not listening by accident. God has positioned you uniquely to do something. Maybe it's the ouch factor. Maybe it's a gift that would get God's attention. Please do that right now. 855-860-4673, or simply, very easy, a shortcut to the operator. Dial from your mobile phone, #250, press send, and say the keyword, give.
Proverbs 3:21, rather. Many of you know this verse as well. Actually, this is Proverbs 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Now, I believe that the entire Word of God is the governing factor in my life, even when it makes me say, ouch, and not just about my money, by the way. God has given us the manual for living an effective life, folks. But again, as I said earlier, it's a volitional thing, a voluntary thing. God never once has forced me to do anything. Never once. I gave my heart to the Lord as a sophomore in high school, but it was a choice I had to make. The Holy Spirit drew me to himself, but then he said, son, I want your heart. And then I had to decide, am I going to yield or not? Never regretted that for a split second. And I've found through the years, and I'm a long way from my sophomore year in high school at this moment in life, I have never found once an occasion when I did what I knew the Lord was speaking to me through his word to do. And by the way, I don't need an angel from heaven if God has already said something in his word to me about giving or obedience in any other area. I don't, you know, we had a college professor who said, don't necessarily call it a compliment if God has to send an angel to get your attention. So sometimes he speaks to us in that still small voice, that nudge that some of you are feeling right now. I really ought to do something. I know I can't fix the whole broken country of Haiti, but I can fix a broken person. I can fix a broken family. And if God is nudging you that way, that's the voice that you really want to listen to. In any event, it's voluntary. And I love that. You know, the government comes and they take what they want, whether you like it or not, right? Every April 15th, at least, we all know what that's about. And it's coercion at its worst, in my view. We won't get into politics here. But the point being, God in his kingdom says, I want volunteers. I could take it all away from you today if I wanted to. I don't want to do that. I want you to cooperate and work with me in bringing healing and hope to people in Haiti. Would you pick that phone up and make a generous gift? And for you, that generous gift is whatever amount God's putting in your mind and on your heart right now. It may be an $80 gift. It may be $320 for one family of four. It may be $27 a month for 12 months. We've had those gifts and many more. Some of you could give a larger gift over a period of time, maybe $500 a month for the next year. I'm just encouraging you to invest in the kingdom of God and in what's heavy on God's heart. That's the needs of his people. Here's the number, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, then hit send and say the word give when you're prompted, or go to the website and give at WAVA.com. As we wrap up this particular segment, Paul, and go into the bottom of the hour break, what do you think?
I think right now five of you listening could make a major impact in the lives of families, and we just need you to call. Your gift is going to be received. It's going to be ministered. It's going to resource pastors and save lives. 855-860-4673. Please call.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy did. Loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Can Men in Black survive without Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones? Well, I think the answer is yes, and you can see for yourself as Men in Black International is on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD. This film grossed about $80 million in U.S. theaters, and it is our home entertainment pick of the week. The Men in Black are back to face what might be their greatest threat to date. Chris Hemsworth, Tessa Thompson, and Liam Neeson lead the all-star cast. Men in Black International, rated PG-13. Find out more information at theentertainmentanswer.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
This traffic report is sponsored by Circle K. Starting downtown on 295 northbound at the 11th Street Bridge, the crash has taken away your left lane. You're going to see those delays from Suitland Parkway. Interband on 270 northbound right at 80. Finally, the accident's been moved over to the right shoulder, but you're very slow on and off the brakes from Clopper Road. It involves multiple vehicles and police are still on the scene. In Gaithersburg, Muncaster Mill Road at Ivy Oak Drive, accident reported with police. And in Rockville on Beers Mill Road eastbound after Twin Brook Park.
Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get easy pay at Circle K and save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in store and visit CircleK.com/EasyPay for more details.
I'm Christine Eads with traffic on WAVA.
A shower or thunderstorm in a few spots this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, low 71. Breezy and cooler tomorrow under clouds and sunshine, high 79. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a couple of showers late, low 69. And more clouds than sun on Friday. It will be breezy at times with a spotty shower, high 75. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Carl Erickson.
Paul Jacobs here with me, Food for the Poor. And Paul, I think we have some thanks we want to pass along.
We've got thanks. We've got celebrations because Rose from Laurel, Maryland, thank you so much for your generous gift. Coming back and giving to Food for the Poor again when she called 855-860-4673. And right behind Rose, James from Clifton, giving also again to Food for the Poor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The number to call to join James, join Rose, is 855-860-4673.
A lot of parents that aren't able to feed their children every day. I mean, recently I met a mother who told me that it got to a point where she was just boiling orange leaves for her kids every day because that's all she had. Her only resource was to wake up, go outside, pick a leaf from a tree and boil it and give it to her kid, and that's all she had. So I think people are doing the best they can, but if you don't have any money, you can't buy food. If the land, if it's not raining enough, you can't produce anything. If you don't have the strength to get out of bed and go out, how are you supposed to work the land and feed your kids? If you can't afford to buy anything, you know, what do you do?
The number, friends, is 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673, or very simply, you can go online at WAVA.com, click the Saving Starving Families banner right there on the homepage, and inside of 3 minutes, give safely and securely and make a difference in the lives of families. The Soraya Lewis, who is our communications officer, our eyes and ears on the ground in Haiti right now, in the midst of this humanitarian crisis, she asked that question. Very end of that clip, she says, what are you going to do? You know, when you imagine you're a mother, a desperate mother who is forced to pull leaves from a tree just to quiet the hunger pangs of her children. I've met moms exactly like that. I've seen the expressionless look on their face when you ask simply, what have you got to feed your children today? And through the translator, the inevitable answer comes, not in words, but as this mom took me to the back of this mud shack, this hut that she lived in with her small children, and I saw these green, withered, very slimy leaves boiling in this water under a slow roll boil. And I said, what is that? I knew it came from the tree because it was the same leaves on the tree that it was in that pot. And simply it was a tea she was making so that her children could have something if her husband didn't come home with anything that night. Friends, this is not the existence that these families want, but unfortunately, it is the nightmare that they've been living for the better part of 9 months. And friends, maybe many of you are Christian faith. We fast, and we've taken a day or 3 days or a 7-day fast, and we've committed that time of the Lord where we turn our plate over to seek God's face. But this is not the fast that God has chosen as relayed in Isaiah 58. This is a fast of necessity because the moms give their children just so that they could eat. Friends, you can change all that. You can provide for a family of four right now with a one-time gift of $320. I'm challenging right now someone. We have a goal of 132 families that we've identified, and we know that they're in need of help. We're rushing resources to them, but we need your help. Maybe you can give a gift of $10,000. We had someone do that once before in a campaign right here in the D.C. metropolitan Maryland, Virginia area. A $10,000 gift saving 30 families. Friends, that's a quarter of the communities that we've identified. Please make that call right now. Whether you can give a gift of $80, you can give a gift of $320. Or I challenge you right now, if you're listening, if God's tugging your heart, if that emotionally moved you, maybe you can give that $10,000 gift. Friends, we need you to call 855-860-4673. It will make a difference in so many lives.
As it has for so many years, folks, you have given generously through the years. And I know you want to be good stewards of what God entrusts you, whether it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000. Stewardship is always supposed to be part of what we do. So I commend you for your caution and your care. But by now, you know, Food for the Poor has been with us for many years, almost since the starting of the broadcast on WAVA some years ago, back in 1992. You have been one of those that we've been honored to work with for all these decades, and you have given so generously. So this is not a fly-by-night effort. This is a proven track record. And as I said to you in the earlier hour, I have had the privilege and honor of traveling with the folks with Food for the Poor. Jamaica, I think, was my first trip a couple of times. And also, of course, a few years ago, Guatemala, Haiti. I was there just before the 2010 earthquake. And so what Paul is telling you, what folks from Food for the Poor tell you, I've seen it firsthand. I've never heard them exaggerate a thing. In fact, Paul, I don't know if you could exaggerate the need in Haiti and in some of these other countries where you work. But we're saying to folks, this is a doable thing. This is something that you can be a part of. And if you can give a larger gift, of course, what a wise investment. But if you can only give that $80 or that $320
or that $27 a month for 12 months. That's a huge investment. When you realize the scale of economy at Haiti compared to where we are and what we have, it really is life-saving, not just life-changing, life-saving. And Paul, for a moment, speak to those who may have the question, well, you know, Haiti seems like a bottomless pit. It seems like no matter what we do, it's not enough. Well, explain some of the variables. I mean, no, I don't know of any other country that's been under more natural disaster impact than Haiti has.
No, absolutely. And we can talk about so many things, from politics to spirituality. We can talk about the infrastructure. We can talk about the contrast between the two countries on the island of Hispaniola. But the bottom line, what it boils down to, is that the poor you will have among you always. Jesus said that very clearly. Now the response to us is exactly what is aligned out in Matthew 25:40, when Jesus looks us eye to eye. He didn't look us directly at that time when he spoke it, but he's still speaking to us, still looking at us and saying, truly I tell you, whatever you've done to one of the least of my brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. You did this unto the Lord. So regardless of the condition, the state that Haiti is in, we have a responsibility as the church. We have a responsibility to be Christ-like. And Christ responds to the poorest of the poor with hope and with love. And so your gift exchanges hope for a mother's despair. Your gift is literally providing life-saving food, clean, safe water for families to drink. And friends, I'm asking you right now to make that gift today. Today. Because for many of these families, tomorrow may be too late.
That number to call, 855-860-4673. 855-860-HOPE. 855-860-4673. On your cell phone, #250, hit send, and then when they prompt you, say give. #250. Hit send, say give, or go online to our website, wava.com. Click on the Food for the Poor banner and stay with us. We have more to share.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we will call be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's #1 hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural-looking hair back
permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Hey, Rich Lee here. I'm so excited to be talking about I Hate Knee Pain again. Their medical team worked miracles for me. I used to have debilitating knee pain that got in the way of my everyday life, but I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville took care of it without surgery. Their breakthrough treatment is a simple injection of a natural substance your body already produces that lubricates and protects the cartilage in your knee. Your pain disappears quickly. It's FDA approved, covered by Medicare and most medical insurance. Stop your knee pain and schedule a free consultation today. I did it, and you can too. Call 301-679-7900 or go online to IHateKneePain.com. Again, that's IHateKneePain.com or call 301-679-7900. Take it from me. It works. Call 301-679-7900. Let's stop the pain today. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Food for the Poor's Paul Haven right here with me. Paul, I think you have a couple of thank yous you want to pass along.
Yes, I'm so excited. This has been amazing. I want to say a special thank you to Hector from Reston. Hector is giving to Food for the Poor for the very first time. Saved a child with an $80 gift by calling 855-860-4673. And Ginger from Lanham gave a gift of $27 a month. That's how easy it is, friends, to save a family of four, providing food for a year and water for life. Ginger gave online at WAVA.com when she clicked the Food for the Poor banner right there on the homepage. Please, will you join them right now? Can we ask two more of you to join Ginger? Join Hector. Please make that call. Give online.
I don't always eat. Sometimes I'll go the entire day without finding anything. Sometimes 2 days, and then maybe the next day in the afternoon, someone will give me something.
No, give a fois les au besoin et après n'en pire. M'dis, on vient pas gagner. N'a pas obligé au petit. Moi, si m'dis gagner, faut qu'on d'abord nous mette si m'bagner. N'a pas obligé au retard maman nous.
Sometimes when I don't have anything to give them, and they'll cry and tell me they're hungry, and I have to tell them that I don't have anything. So I say, I'm your mom, I don't have anything, so you guys have to stay with me hungry.
So again, pour bon moi parce que c'est petit tout mieux si chaque jour m'bral nan pou m'bral prier mais gon leur café de livrance pour moi.
I say, God, you give me what you can. I put my knee on the floor and I say, I'm your kid, I'm your child, these are your children. If I pray to you every day, maybe one day you will deliver us.
855-860-4673. Friends, pick up your phone right now. Join us. Your gift of $80 stops the crying of children just like Moniece's little child right there crying. Not because the child was restless and wanting a nap. No, the child was hungry as we stood, as we listened to her story of desperation. Friends, God has positioned her to believe that he will deliver her needs. And he has set up a system. And the answer, the question really is how can God deliver a mother like that? Well, it's through his church. And his church today, being part of Christ Jesus Church can never be more like God's church by giving to save a life. Today, you can be the answer to a mother's cry, a child's cry. Today, your $320 gift provides food for a year and water for life to silence the cry of children just like Moniece's as they face another day with no hope of food or clean, safe water. You change the future. You're changing the future, not just feeding hungry bellies, but you're changing the future trajectory. You're making sure that child grows up healthy with nutritious food, making sure that child doesn't have maladies and sicknesses that stem from dirty, filthy water. Your gift provides this mother
with security in the midst of uncertain times. Friends, this humanitarian crisis is real. It's in its ninth month, and we need your help to do it. We need your help to join Food for the Poor, to join the pastors on the ground that are working day and night to help these families. It's one phone call, 855-860-4673. Please, your phone call is a lifeline to mothers like Moniece.
In one of his letters to the church, I believe it was in Corinth, Paul asked that very penetrating question. He said, I realize the context for the verse was different, but I think there's an application here. He said, what do you have that you didn't receive? And if you received it, how do you boast of it as though you gained it yourself? And as Paul was talking, I'm thinking about the fact that unless you were from another country coming here, or even at that, what gives you and me any special right to be in the wealthiest country of the world? I didn't choose it. I was blessed to be born here. Many of you, the same situation. Others of you, privileged to be able to come here and live. But with every privilege, as we know, comes responsibility in God's economy. So these aren't just happenstance, these things that happen in our lives, the places God puts us. And I know also that you're aware that the same scripture, the same apostle said, to whoever much is given, much is required. And he calls us to be generous with those things God has given us. And so this is really what we're asking you to do, is recognize, if I may be so blunt, recognize your obligation as someone who's been given God's blessings, whether they're not as big a blessing as you feel like you need or even deserve. Paul's just described situations that you and I could only relate to if we ever lived there. I realize we have a vast and very diverse audience, and some of you have lived in these countries. You maybe have grown up in these countries. You've come from these countries. You especially could speak to us with very effective understanding of what the need really is. Others of us, I don't have a point of reference in terms of human experience except what I hear Paul and Todd and Angel and others tell us, and the few times I've been privileged to go to these areas and see firsthand. But I always come home with great gratitude that God has put me where he's put me. And that's why we're saying, if you are grateful for the resource God has already provided for you through the years, perhaps now's the time to say a thank you with a generous gift to Food for the Poor. Number to call, 855-860-4673. It's all it takes is a moment or two. A $320 gift will provide for a family of four for an entire year, food for a year, water for life in Haiti when you call that number. You can do it $27 a month if you prefer. Or anything you can give is going to help. 855-860-4673. You want to give with your cell phone, #250. Hit send and say the word give. Or go to our website, wava.com. Give online there by clicking on the Food for the Poor banner. Stay with us. We're coming back to wrap up the hour in a moment.
This is Owen Strand for townhall.com. Are the kids okay? According to a new poll from the Wall Street Journal and NBC, just 30% of millennials and Generation Z say religion is important to them. Only 40% of young people say being patriotic is important, and one-third say having children is important. Polls come and go, but this data represents a real change in the thinking of America's young. If religion, country, and children aren't of great consequence, what is in this life? Staring at social media? Playing games? Watching movies? Something profound is happening in America. Our youth are in danger of living frictionless, commitment-free lives. We need a recovery of confidence in our first institutions, church, family, nation. We are, young people and older people alike, called to build a life on something more than our own self-interest. Let's get back to business. Let's look beyond ourselves. Let's do hard things. I'm Owen Strand.
Alliance, defending freedom, protecting religious liberty. Check the ad at townhallreview.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, this is Nick Brino from WAVA. Join us on September 6th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon for an open interview event in Arlington, Virginia. We are looking for sales professionals with experience in selling digital services to businesses throughout the D.C. metro area. To apply for these positions or to register, go to WAVA.com, use the keyword job. That's WAVA.com, keyword job. This event is one day only and space is limited. Join us on September 6th in Arlington, Virginia from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. To register, go to WAVA.com, use the keyword job.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
#255-860-4673 #250 on your cell phone. Hit send and say the word give. Online at WAVA.com. Click on the Food for the Poor banner. And Paul Jacobs with Food for the Poor here with me as we wrap up this hour. Paul?
It is great to be with you. It's great to just wrap up this hour with you strong, to know that there are so many of you that have been listening, have been hearing the cries and hearing the needs of these families. Friends, we want to remind you that we're also supporting not only the humanitarian crisis that is taking place on the ground right now for the better part of 9 months in Haiti, but also responding to the needs of our neighbors just east of us in the Bahamas, who has just been through, literally through, just a terrible ordeal in the midst of, in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. Friends, I want to encourage you with a scripture. 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 10. Well, really, verse 10. Just listen to this. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Friends, whatever form you can make and give to help these families in desperate need, I'm asking and challenging five of you to use your gifts that God has given you, that you have received, to serve others. Serve others that you may not meet this side of heaven. Maybe you can give a gift of $80, providing one child food for a year and water for life. Maybe you can give that $320 gift, providing a family of four. Just $27 a month. Ginger from Lanham did exactly that. Or maybe you can give that $1,000 gift, friends. That $1,000 gift saves three families, providing food for a year, water for life. And I'm still waiting for you. Yes, you listening right now. We've had many like you who have given a large gift,
a gift of $10,000 that would provide 30 families food for a year and water for life. It would be a significant gift. It would even touch your heart. But friends, we need your help. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673.
And you know, as we wrap up the hour, folks, giving is not supposed to be a once-in-a-while thing or an act every now and then. Really, for the scriptural understanding of giving, it is a lifestyle. It's how we live. We live to give. That's biblical. Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than receive. Make that call, 855-860-4673, #250. And hit send and say give on your cell phone or online at WAVA.com. Thank you for spending this hour with us. More importantly, thank you for that call and gift right now.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on
Lives Change Here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.